tape is working. This is Mary McNaughton. I'm doing an interview today, January 10, 2002, with Sam Maloof. And this is for the Archives of American Art. First, Sam, congratulations on your exhibition in Washington, D.C., which I was very pleased to see on Thanksgiving Day. All of the museums in Washington, the Smithsonian museums, were open on Thanksgiving, so I was thrilled to go and see the exhibition and have it almost to myself with my family and friends, so it was really thrilling. Your exhibition, The Furniture of Sam Maloof, is a beautiful installation, and it's accompanied by this gorgeous catalog that we'll be referring to during our interviews, because it has wonderful reproductions of your works. And it includes a exhaustively researched essay by Jeremy Adamson. I know it's based on many hours of tape interviews with you, and I'm extremely grateful that you're willing to go through this process again. It won't be as long as Jeremy's, but we hope to hit on all the important points that would be good to include in an Archives of American Art interview. As you know, these go into their wonderful collection of oral histories, mm-hmm. which are available to scholars for years to come, and it's a fantastic resource. And the Archives is also really excited about ultimately having your wonderful papers for people to consult as well. They're really focusing on building up their collection in the crafts and decorative arts. We only have 4 hours, so that's not long to cover your rich and full career, but we will try to come up as far as we can to the present. What I'm particularly interested in is your life in Alta Loma, your career here, and the intersections you've had with so many artists in Claremont. As director of the Williamson Gallery at Scripps, I'm very interested in those wonderful and rich associations that you enjoyed here mm-hmm. and that people benefited from in knowing you. So let's start with the beginning. In 1905, your father and mother emigrated from Lebanon to the United States, staying briefly in Rhode Island before coming to California.
Yes.
To join your father's sister, Hola?
Hola.
Hola, okay. And your father's name was?
Nassif.
Nassif, and mm-hmm. first name Sliman or Sliman?
Well, actually, it was Nassif Nader Maloof.
Okay.
And some people pronounce it Nader or Nader, and my mother was his second cousin, and
her name was Anise.
Alice in the English, and they were in Rhode Island for a short while in Pawtucket. I just about fell over when my father said, "Well, we went to Pawtucket because." His English wasn't, he spoke English, but sort of brokenly and mm-hmm. all. But then
let's see if this is working. Tell me the names of your brothers and sisters from oldest
yes,
to youngest and how you fit into the.
My mother had 9 children. The Mary was the eldest, and then I had a sister that was a Sadie who died at childbirth, and then my sister Olga. And then B, and then Rose. They all had Lebanese names like Rosa Zainan, and then there was Sarah. And then myself, is that 7? I was the 7th child.
Yes.
I had 6 sisters, then I was born, and then I had a younger sister, Eva, who is now 84, and then I had a younger brother, Jack, who went away when he was only 40.
And your father's sister was in Santa Barbara. Do you know why your parents chose to settle in Colton?
Well, after being in Santa Barbara, there was a large colony of Lebanese in Colton, and as it is today, when people migrate to this country, they usually go